Just a pro tip from the chicks. You may want to avoid having sex with a stranger.
I just feel like that's good hygiene,
but
common
sense. If you're married right now and you're hunkered down in your house,
have at it.
The Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Hey, y'all got any more of that common sense?
Greetings, salutations. Welcome Hello. To another edition of the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. We are your fabulous and happy hosts.
We are very happy, despite the fact that we're under threat of a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
As everybody is, right? The world over. We're all dealing with the same crap right now.
We're locked down, y'all.
We've been trying to avoid it. Like, we've been trying to avoid the topic on our regular radio show, mm-hmm. on this podcast.
Like, let's talk about sex robots again today. Let's talk about the what was it that we talked about, the chicken ranch today on our regular show.
The chicken ranch.
It's because we're like, hey, they're staying open.
The chicken ranch is a brothel, by the way.
It's a brothel in Nevada.
They're open.
They're open for business,
you
guys.
And I love that on their website, they were like, let us explain to you how we're managing through the coronavirus mm-hmm. at our brothel.
We use hand sanitizer. That's what they're talking about. It's like,
they didn't say where they use it.
I feel like you need to use it in different places other than your hands.
I just can't believe that anybody would want to have sex with a stranger.
Yeah, right now.
Right now.
Right now. Or ever, really, for that matter. But right now, especially, I feel like it's a bad idea.
It's a bad idea.
I feel
idea.
Like it's not the, just a pro tip from the chicks. I feel like it's a bad idea all the time, but today.
Especially.
And probably for the next few months, especially, you may want to avoid having sex with a stranger.
I just feel like that's good hygiene,
but
common
sense.
But
if you're married right now and you're hunkered down in your house, having sex isn't a bad idea.
Have at it.
Have at it. Because I feel
have
like we're going to have a lot of coronavirus babies come Christmas.
Yeah, they're calling them the coronennials or coronavirusennials
the,
or
the quarantines. The quarantines.
There's going to be a lot of new babies,
a lot of babies.
Come December. Mm-hmm. And listen, I get it that they're... You know, it's so funny because we look forward to vacation, even staycations, we look forward to them. And now everyone is sort of dreading being stuck in their homes. Because it's one thing to take a staycation and like chill out at home. It's another to feel like you're locked in.
You're forced to be there.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, I get to clean out closets.
And you were talking about the fact that one of the things that you did over the weekend was watch shows that you haven't seen in a long, long while.
Yeah, I watched some rom-coms. I watched The Holiday with Kate Winslet and Cameron Diaz. You remember
oh,
that movie?
Oh, yes, yes,
and it had
yes,
Jack
yes.
Black in it and Jude Law. And I was like, oh my God, this movie's so good. And it made me remember how much movies suck now.
They really suck
so hard now.
Yeah.
There aren't any good rom-coms now. It used to be that rom-coms were so good and they were so cheesy and so good. And I was sitting on my couch and I was watching this movie and I'm like, God, this is so predictable, but I want it to be predictable. I want a predictable rom-com, which is exactly what I got. And I watched it and it was awesome. And then Never Been Kissed. I watched
also
that this
good.
Past weekend with Drew Barrymore. Also predictable. Jessica Alba, remember? She was one of the mean girls.
That's right.
You know? Also very predictable, but I loved it, and I sat and I watched it, and it was great. And those are the kind of movies that are just like, they're fluffy, and you just make your soul feel good, and it was just good stuff. It was so good. Those are the kind of movies that I watched this weekend, because I just needed that, because all this coronavirus crap is just... It's too heart-wrenching. Like, it's too much. I can't watch it on TV. It's just,
well, you're not alone.
It's just
everybody 24/7. Feels it. Everybody
yeah.
feels just this helplessness and this, mm-hmm. like, high level of stress and anxiety.
And anxiety. Yeah.
yeah
it's too much anxiety.
But you were talking about, too, the just the old TV shows
uh-huh.
that you watched.
Yeah, yesterday, because when, you know, you see the news coverage constant. So I'm like, okay, my 10-year-old's in the house. What's on TV that's like nice and wholesome? Well, The Match Game was on from the 70s. I had that on for a little bit yesterday because you know, with satellite and cable, there's reruns of this crap on all the time. So The Match Game was on with like Gene Rayburn.
Yeah.
Richard Dawson was on that episode. And then Betty White was on too. And by the way, she has not changed at all.
She's looked the same for the last 40
yeah.
years.
She's like a Barbara Bush. Remember how Barbara mm-hmm. Bush stopped aging at like age 40?
Well, and she aged really quickly
uh-huh.
and then
just stopped. Yeah, she just stopped.
And then the last probably 2/3 of her life, she looked the same.
Exactly the same. Yeah, so I watched a little bit of The Match Game. I watched reruns of MASH, which is
Timeless.
Epic show. They don't make shows like that anymore.
No, they don't.
And then the Flintstones. You can't go wrong with the Flintstones. My daughter was like, oh, this is the Flintstones.
Well, and our executive producer got his whole family watching the old Little House on the Prairie reruns, which I like that. That sounds really, really good.
Yeah, remember Pa?
Pa was so hot.
Yeah, Michael Landon.
Crush on him.
Yeah,
he was a had a crush on the blind guy that Mary ended up marrying.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah, I remember. What was his name?
I don't remember his name, but I remember him, and I totally had the hots for him, too.
It was Mary and you guys can email
like
us.
David or Daniel, maybe?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know, but remember Albert?
No.
Albert was with Laura.
Yes, I do. The blonde. Remember?
No, he had dark hair. Albert had dark hair.
Who's the blonde that I'm thinking
that
of?
That was Mary's husband. And it surprises me that you thought.
No, her hair was his hair. He was tall and dark.
No.
Yeah, the blind guy. Tall and dark.
No, he was blonde.
No.
He was blind.
Maybe that was a whole. Because there was a whole.
You must be thinking of a different blind guy. There's a lot of blind people back in those days. I don't know who she's thinking of, you guys.
There are people listening to this right now who are screaming.
They're screaming the name.
Because they cannot.
They're screaming the name.
They cannot correct
us. These chicks are dumbasses. They don't remember.
For real. They're so mad right now.
They are mad. But that's the kind of stuff that that I've been trying to watch because I just can't. I can't deal with this 24/7 coverage because it's not, you know, it's not good news, right? And then it's just, it's constant because everybody's speculating. Everybody's trying to tell you, like, all the bad. And I don't want to hear all the bad all the time because then it's just, and then you start thinking, oh my God, do I have it? Because I'm having heart palpitations. Do I have coronavirus? You know?
Every symptom that you ever have that would just be like a common cold thing, right? Now you're on heightened alert.
Yeah, you're like, I have the sniffles.
Oh my God.
I always have the sniffles because I have allergies all the time. Do I have coronavirus? Oh my God.
I know. It's so scary.
Everybody's freaking out. Thanks to Acre Gold for sponsoring this episode.
Given a lot of uncertainty with the markets lately, we wanted to make you aware of something really timely. Introducing Acre, the new subscription platform for gold. Acre lets you make small monthly payments and then sends gold straight to your doorstep every few months.
Don't break the bank. Start buying gold for just $50 per month and watch your gold grow. Acre will keep you updated on your gold stash as you make progress. Once your gold stash reaches the price of a 2.5 gram Acre gold bar, they will discreetly ship you your gold. Easy, safe, secure.
For more information, go to getacregold.com/mockanddaisy or by clicking the link in our show notes and start your Acre Gold subscription today. Make sure you go to that URL because Acre is giving away a gold bar for the month of March. To win, listeners can tweet why they should win and mention @get_acre to win the free gold.
For details, go to getacregold.com/mockanddaisy. Look for the link in our listener notes.
Now, I know this makes me weird, probably, but
I mean, you are weird.
Right. I accept my weirdness.
We're friends because we're weird.
But I am one of those people that gets some relief from stress when I cry. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes I will purposely watch movies that make me bawl.
Like Beaches.
Oh, my God.
Like Get Out, right?
Oh, my God.
Get Out.
Beaches? Are you kidding me? I didn't even think of that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was trying to make like a mental list of the ones that really, really are good for like a good cry.
An ugly cry.
And I know I'm probably the only one on the planet who ugly cried at this movie, but Powder.
I knew it. I knew you were going to say it. I knew she was going to say Powder.
I mean, I just cannot. You guys.
I don't know why she cries at that movie. You're one of the only people that cried.
Really? You didn't cry at all?
I didn't really see it all the way through. But I probably would have cried a little bit at it.
I sobbed at that movie. It's ridiculous.
I cry every time I watch Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She died on a Tuesday. I cannot. That movie.
Is he smart or is he like me?
Not deal.
I know, I can't either.
I can't.
It's unbearable.
And then, of course, Shawshank's one of the best movies.
Which I finally showed. My 14-year-old son saw that for the first time this past week, and it was such a great thing to watch as a family.
I think that, once they get to be like 13 or 14, I think kids should see that, and then they got to see that movie. And then it's basically like, you can't ever go to jail. Don't do anything ever to make you go to jail, because you're going to...
See what happens?
Yeah, Andy Dufresne.
You're going to get butt-raped by the sisters.
Gonna, exactly.
And that's not anything you want.
You don't
want
to end up in the cellar and butt-raped. You don't want that.
My kid asked us several times throughout that movie, does this really happen in jail? And we were like, yes. Yes, it does.
Your father's been there.
I mean, we tried to make him so scared about doing anything that would land him in jail. It was great.
I mean, totally. It's so great for that. It's so great. You know what I'm dying to show my daughter for the first time is, because and when she's ready for it, she's not quite there because she's 10, is Tommy Boy.
Oh, my God. Our kids watch that already.
It's I mean,
that's
I think
a little
11, 12. Yeah. I think she'll be ready for it.
But I just cried at Tommy
there.
Boy when his dad,
when
died.
His dad died.
Oh, my
I
God.
Know,
I
me
bawled.
Too. I know.
Because you're not expecting that in like a funny movie.
But he did such a great job in that. I miss Chris Farley. I loved him so much. But that's such a great movie. And they don't make movies like that anymore.
They don't.
Either.
They really don't. And
like,
it's
that's
a shame.
Such a great movie. I mean, I want to say it's like a family movie. It's not really a family movie, but it kind of is once they get to be a little bit older.
Oh, it totally is.
I love that.
I think what made me the happiest is the fact that my kid, after watching Shawshank, started Googling all this stuff about the movie.
Yeah.
And he was like giving, he was like, you know, he even a couple days later now, he's still giving us little factoids. Like, did you know that this happened and this happened and that this actor did this and this actor is now really, remember the guy, the first guy that dies, the fat guy who cries?
Yeah.
He looked him up.
Like fresh fish.
Yes.
Yeah.
He looked up that actor and was like, did you know he's like totally jacked now? And I was I did not know that.
No, did not
I
know.
Never had a desire to Google that particular actor.
He owns his own gym now. And it's probably closed because of coronavirus.
It was so weird. It was just such an odd. But I'm just glad he was interested in it. And that made me happy.
That's pretty cool. Did you also know that Shawshank and Forrest Gump were made in the same year?
And they were both up for Best
Academy
Picture.
Award. And I remember that because it was like, what, 1995? I think. 94.
Something
I think it was
like
1994.
That.
But I remember they were both up for Best Picture. And I'm like, how are you going to pick?
And I know Forrest Gump won, but I still contend that Shawshank is a better movie.
Yeah. I mean, but listen, it's hard. It's hard.
God,
it was hard to pick.
I mean, they're both so.
But that's when they made
awesome.
Great movies, and now the movies suck so hard. Seriously,
I know. Do you remember? Did you ever see the one? Because if we go back to the crying ones, mm-hmm. did you ever see the movie with Michael Keaton and Nicole Kidman, My Life?
Yeah, I did. I kind of blocked a lot of it out, but that was a really.
Did you see it in the theater?
No,
I did.
See it in the theater. I
was
a
like
mess.
Sobbing,
like a total mess,
sobbing.
Yeah, you know what movie I really like is Signs, Joaquin Phoenix. Mel Gibson.
Oh, yeah. Like the, is that the Rama Lama Ding Dong?
It's M. Night Shyamalan.
Shyamalan
not Rama Lama Ding Dong. That is not his name.
I mean, whatever.
That is not his name.
Okay.
But
I'm gonna,
I mean,
people are like, you're so racist.
People are going to write us and say that you're racist. But his name is M. Night Shyamalan. And he actually had a good run of movies for a while. For
like there's Sixth Sense.
It's fantastic. Yeah. And another one of my favorite all-time movies, which my daughter will have to watch when she's like a teenager, is Almost Famous.
Oh, it's a great one.
I freaking love that movie. And the soundtrack is amazing, right?
That's a great,
it's
great,
a Cameron
great
Crowe
show.
Movie. Cameron Crowe had a good run of movies too, because he did Jerry Maguire.
I love Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire is such an epic movie.
And I keep wanting that to be a family night movie too, but my husband insisted it's not as good as I think it is.
I love Jerry Maguire.
I do too.
Jerry Maguire is such a great movie. It made, what's her name?
Renee Zellweger.
Her, yeah.
Well, and I feel like it's just so, like, crosses the gender. Like, everybody enjoys it because it's got the sports! And also the romance.
Yeah, it does.
Right?
Yeah, you had me at hello.
You had me at hello. And then it's got the kid with the, did you know the human head weighs 8 pounds?
Yeah,
he was precious.
He was really cute.
I mean, there's so much to enjoy about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, remember Kelly Preston is also in that. She looks so good in that movie.
Yeah, she does.
So good.
And then there's a whole other genre of movies that I love. Like, I love Goodfellas is on the top of my list too.
Godfather.
I love Goodfellas and Godfather and all those like Martin Scorsese films too, which are.
I wonder if it's time for us to show that to our kids.
Yeah, there's that whole genre of film. Like, my husband loves Casino.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to settle in for 3 hours for that movie. Mm-hmm. But what's her name? Who's the woman?
Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone. Epic.
Flawless performance.
And the way she dressed in that movie, the clothing in that movie was amazing.
Yeah,
everything
that was
in that movie. Yeah, that movie was just so great. All of his movies are so good, right? I mean, so if you're looking for something to watch and you haven't seen that in a while, there's so many great movies that people probably haven't seen in forever. And this is the greatest time to watch these movies, right?
I would not recommend Contagion or Outbreak currently.
Do not want to
feel like
watch.
Those are not good choices.
No.
But just like you said, there are so many good ones. Do you know there was one movie, I remember that we had a date night, this was years ago, and it was the kind of movie that you go to and you're so emotionally wrecked by it that you can't even speak afterwards. So my husband and I went to see Million Dollar Baby.
Oh, I love that movie. Hillary Swank, right?
Yes.
Hillary Swank.
If you want
good.
To be emotionally drained.
Yeah.
And then just recover from that.
Yeah.
That's an amazing movie to see.
And now she's doing movies like The Hunt.
Is she in that?
Yeah. Yeah. She's in that. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
how far she's fallen, right?
Oh, that's a shame.
I know. Isn't it a shame?
Because that's one of the, I mean.
She's a great actress.
We left that movie and went straight to dinner because we had dinner reservations afterwards. And we didn't speak. Like, we were both so
She was so
torn
good.
Up.
She was just so good.
About
that.
That movie.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for like a really good cry, man, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a really good
what
one.
What do you have any other favorite like all time?
Awakenings.
That's a great one.
And I cannot stand Robert De Niro as a human anymore because he's gone completely batshit.
Yep.
But
yep.
he was amazing. That and Robin Williams
I'd
also
say,
amazing.
I'd say if you're gonna say Robin Williams, for me it would be Good Will Hunting.
Oh yeah.
That's one of my all-time favorites.
And am I the only one that liked Patch Adams?
Yeah, that was a good movie.
I love that
but
movie.
I mean, Good Will Hunting is another one I'd like to show my daughter too.
Oh yeah.
And I actually went to school. I went to summer school a long time ago at Harvard, and I love that. Like, I love back how when it used to be kind of a neat place.
Yeah.
And it wasn't so weird. You know, a long time ago. And
it didn't accept people like David Hogg.
Yes. And it just was a neat place, you know. And I remember spending that time there that summer, and that movie came out right after I went there. And so I just, and there was when they ate in that scene, they were eating dinner in a place called The Tasty, and they had their first kiss. And I've eaten in that place. And so I remember thinking, oh my God, I've like been in that place. It was so that movie, I just love that movie because so much about it is so authentic to Boston and to Cambridge. And so Matt Damon and Ben Affleck both did a good job of representing that place. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a cool film. I just love that film.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
She's probably got a couple years before that is going to make some sense.
Oh my God, totally. Yeah.
But then, I mean, that's another one I got to put on my list for my kid for sure.
Yeah. It's a great film.
What else? Sophie's Choice. If you really want to be totally torn up.
My oh my gosh.
That one. And you know, there's some movies that I can't watch again. Like, I'll never watch Schindler's List again.
No, you can't watch that twice.
I'll never watch. What's the other one? The one with Tom Hanks and Matt Damon. Saving Private Ryan.
I've watched that a million times.
I can't watch. That's a one-timer for me.
Oh, no. We watch every time it comes on. I feel like I'm drawn to it. I watch it a lot.
I can't.
And I cry.
Too much.
I always cry at that one, too. That's another.
It's
like,
too much.
And our boy and my husband, they watch it a lot together. And like Band of Brothers, they got the whole box set. And
see,
they watch
to me,
that
again,
lot.
That's one I see once and I'm done. Like, I cannot relive that.
Yeah, that's another thing that like a lot of, I'm sure that, I don't want to, you know, make this a gender-specific thing, but a lot of guys will sit down and hunker down and watch Band of Brothers. Like
my husband can watch it over and over and over and over again.
Okay, so chick flicks. I know that when we first met, we sat down and watched The Sweetest Thing.
The Sweetest Thing. There's no better chick flick.
If you want to see like one of the best, most fun chick flicks.
It's the greatest.
It is such a great girl movie.
It's the Sweetest best. Thing. Look, there's Jesus. Look, there's Jesus. It's the best.
It's Cameron Diaz and
Christina Applegate.
Christina Applegate is so fantastic. And then who's the dark haired chick?
Selma Blair.
Selma Blair.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so great.
It's so
God,
funny.
I could watch that movie over and over again. I love that movie so much.
See, so there's a lot of things that can occupy your time when you're stuck in quarantine.
Yeah, we gave you some good suggestions, I think.
You can also write us questions, because last episode we talked about doing our own advice show, right? Like taking kind of Dear Ann Landers types of questions.
Yeah, like once a month.
Yeah. And then responding to those, because we were making so much fun of the Slate version, which is Dear Prudence, and how they get questions like, you know, my husband gets really upset with me when I eat cheese.
Yeah.
And we thought, man, it would be so fun to get questions like that.
Yeah.
I don't know that we've gotten a whole lot yet. There was one fellow who wrote to us asking a legit, serious question
about
how to manage a divorce.
Yeah, because he didn't want to get a divorce.
This is not nearly as fun as cheese.
And listen, you know, we really like questions about cheese. And Mock, she has an undergraduate in psychology, but you know those things are worthless. This is why we're on the radio, doing what we do.
This is exactly why we're on the radio.
Right?
So please, if you're looking for a way to spend your time, consider writing us a nice review and a comment,
you know,
on the Apple iTunes podcast
platform. Something about dairy would be great. And then also, if you want, you can binge listen to our entire podcast.
Yeah.
We have some really great episodes.
Like the one really, about how we met.
The one about how we met.
It's a really good one.
We have one about bringing dudes back.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
We have a great interview with conservative transgender Blair White, mm-hmm. which is amazing, and you should absolutely binge watch.
We have one about transgenders in girls' sports, which is really yeah. great. Lots of great podcasts, so you guys consider binge listening so you don't get bored and you don't want to hurt your family members while you're in quarantine.
And if you're not asking us about cheese, yeah. you could also just leave a compliment.
You could do that.
Like this one that we got from Chrissy94, who says about our podcast, this is literally
yeah.
She says, I just found this podcast from the recommendation of some girls in a conservative Facebook group I'm in. I'm 25, and it's hard to be a conservative in general, let alone among other young people. It's refreshing to listen to female conservatives who are also hilarious, especially all the way across the pond in the UK.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you even?
I love that.
Oh, my gosh. I love this one, too, from Muck505, who says, ladies, you rock like AC/DC. Love the content and the funny no-rules approach that you both take to explain the common sense that seems to be lost. You've been at the top of my list of podcasts for a while now. Thanks for keeping me laughing while saying, what the heck? T-shirt idea, Mock and Daisy?
Yes,
it's a thing.
I love it.
Love it. So you should subscribe. If you haven't, you should mm-hmm. check us out in all the places.
All the places. Instagram at Chicks on Right. Twitter at Chicks on Right. We're on Facebook, of course, and we have a Facebook group. Our website is www.chicksontheright.com.
And you can listen to our radio show. Mm-hmm. Our regular one is on WIBC out of Indianapolis, WIBC.com. It's from 9 to 11 weekday mornings. That's Eastern time. Mm-hmm.
And we're coming in every single day to this building because we are considered essential. I don't know why.
It's
really ridiculous, but we're still coming into the building every single day. So we are still doing our Facebook Lives at around 7:45 Eastern every single day, coming live to you on Facebook every day. So you can catch us there too.
Join us and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye guys.
Bye.